Daddy boy.
What up?
What up with it?
Not much.
We haven't had a solo like hangout time chill cast for like a hot minute.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Johnny, but let me tell you what. Johnny boy, my bro, you're doing just so like wonderful great on the silver linings approach to everything as I continuously bitch this morning about the things that I just...
Oh, trust me. There's aspects in my life that I bitch about. Like, there's people that are a pain in the ass in my life that I fucking don't particularly like. But, you know, you got to find silver linings in a lot of things. Just, you know,
you got to find silver linings. So...
Well, everyone, you know, not everyone's going to be
like
good to you and or everything.
Listen,
so it's like, yeah, you got to figure out what to do.
So this is actually something that I have been doing.
What's up?
Super short, obviously. We know this. You've experienced visiting and having me and Aisha ask you to constantly reach stuff and do things for us that we can't do for ourselves. But... silver lining of being 5 foot nothing super short, I always have leg room in an airplane.
That's true. I've never really been on a commercial flight, so I don't know what that's
universe. Send Johnny and I on a vacation somewhere. Where are we gonna go?
I've had options. I mean, I've just never, like, I've had options to go to like Mexico and stuff. It just never interests me. So,
we're going to go somewhere for some party time podcast, something or other. I don't know. Also, the silver lining that we are going, Johnny, let's just talk about this for a hot second. I'm getting ready to move, and the apartment that I'm moving into has been vacant for a while, they said, and has a nice, like, hey, month free move in, whatever, because it's been vacant for a while. And I didn't ask why it's been vacant for a while, but I hope it's haunted.
Well, it's either somebody trashed the fucking place, like,
no,
just
I
absolutely trashed. No, but, like, that's probably, it's either that happened, because it's been vacant for a while, so they've been fixing it up.
Because I went in there to go look at the place, and she said nobody's been in there to do, like, a cleanup for a while, so, you know, she's like, you might have to, like, do, like... because they had it cleaned. Because whoever moved out or whatnot, she's like, you know, they had it cleaned, but they haven't since then, and it's been vacant for a while. So it's, I don't know. Listen, it sounded fun to me. I didn't ask. I will ask.
You should.
Maybe there's a part of me that just really didn't want to be disappointed immediately if I asked and she said no. It's like, but I do hope. I hope it's haunted. Because what?
I was going to say, if they told us. You're not really the person that if they said that it's potentially haunted that you would care.
I'm so excited about it. I want it to be haunted because that, again, if we were sitting in the middle of a podcast and having a chat and all of a sudden something in my vicinity just like moved or something got thrown across the screen and I'm home alone in my apartment, I would be so fucking excited.
Well, like I told you,
let's monetize that shit. Put it on YouTube. Somebody, please.
Let my
apartment be haunted.
Right. With the renting and stuff like that, they don't have to tell you, like, the renting history, like, what happened there. They don't necessarily have to tell you.
Don't they? They don't have to disclose that, like, houses?
I don't think so, because the people next
to me... I'm going to be gross and blow my nose on the podcast.
That's fine.
Sorry. I have allergies.
But the... No, you're good. You're good. But, like, the apartment next to me, like, we talked about that.
Yeah.
The people that live there don't have any knowledge of anything like that happening. No, they don't disclose that. Like,
okay,
I don't think they have to.
I'm gonna move in. Yeah. And I'm just gonna go knock on some of my neighbors' doors and be like, hey, who died in my apartment?
Right. I don't think you'll have to.
I want to frame it like that. I'm gonna like, hey, I just moved into 414 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, can you, you know,
You'll see people in passing, like, doing lunch.
No, but I want to ask. I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
Who died in my apartment? And that's how I'm going to say it. And just wait for, because, like, either they're going to answer it, right? Or they're going to think that I'm crazy weird for asking a weird question like that and give me a funny look, which is equally entertaining to me.
I think they might do both.
I hope so.
I'm guessing they're going to do both.
That would be fun, too.
The funny look and the weird look is going to be like, to begin with, and then they're gonna realize you're serious, and then they're gonna be like, oh, okay. And then they'll answer your question.
And then I will officially have made myself the scary bitch on the floor.
Yeah, and then as soon as they hear your deadbolt unlocked, they'll run down the fucking hall.
They're gonna be bolting to get away from
what
me.
What the fuck is going on here?
I'm so excited for this. Oh, I'm so glad that we're having this conversation. This makes me so much more excited to move now that I have the opportunity to just go somewhere and be the weird shit in people's lives.
I mean, if how long has it been vacant? How many years? Did you say years?
I don't know. She didn't say. But it's been vacant long enough that it's a month free and that it's like $75 off a month of what they normally would rent it out, which is like, hey, universe, thanks for the yay me good deal opportunity situation. But also, if I could get some YouTube videos of shit moving in my apartment out of the deal, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
See, but I'm saying this now, and then I'll post this podcast episode, and then something will happen, and people will be like, well, it's fake, because they were talking about it before, and she just wanted it, and then nobody's going to believe me.
You're right. Did they perhaps have brand new carpet put in? I was going to say,
now that you're saying that, I'm like, I did remember thinking that I don't think this carpet is the same as Aisha's apartment, and it's her same apartment complex.
Relatively stain-free, too. For being a pet-friendly apartment building, I'm guessing the carpets aren't going to be spotless.
I can't wait. I hope there is such a great story to that. I hope people are avoiding that apartment when they come from either side of because it's in the middle.
You never know.
Home. I'm like, I hope they're all avoiding it from either side because it's haunted and weird. Yeah. I hope, oh man, can I
just,
please,
ask,
live in The Shining for just a little bit?
Just ask your landlord if they put in carpet. Just ask that. Just be like, since this place has been vacant for a while, is there new carpet put in?
Well, but I've been in the, like, because I looked at
it. Yeah, just be like, is that brand new carpet? Because that'll open up to a lot of fucking reasons why they put carpet in.
Do you know, I should ask Aisha. Sorry, now I'm putting this together in my mind. So she, she looked at last year. She thought about getting a slightly bigger apartment. She's like, because there's an apartment open and it's on the top floor. It's on the fourth floor or whatever. And I can't remember if it was just that. I don't know if it was something about the ceilings or what. I don't know. Aisha has weird reasons. Yeah. She decides that things are not sufficient. I don't understand.
The ceilings? Okay.
I don't know. I think that was something that she said. I remember her talking something about the ceilings. I don't know. Okay. But she did look at an apartment and decide not to switch into it because she's like, oh yeah, they have this apartment that's been vacant for a while that they're, because she was talking to her, to the manager person of the complex or whatever. Yeah. So now I'm going to have, like, I can't wait to find out if that was the apartment that she looked at and it has been vacant that long, because that would be, it was like a year ago that she looked at a different apartment. And if this is the apartment that has been vacant forever waiting for me and there's just hauntedness in it. Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm just saying, usually if the carpet's changed out and it's been vacant for a while, it might raise some questions.
I'm going to have to start going through old archives of the Minnehaha County, what do you call it?
You're going to start pulling BBs out of the roof and shit.
You never know. It's like, maybe that, I don't know. Maybe the ceilings were just recently redone was what Aisha was talking about. Because there's multiple.
The shade of beige seems to be different than this beige.
Over here, we were covering up some blood spatter just a little bit.
They just painted that little bit, not the whole room.
I'm just so excited for it. What a wonderful thing.
You never know. I mean, like I said, there's been some creepy shit going on next door, but this seems to be okay. I don't know what's coming.
I mean, listen, make my life a little bit more interesting and have me be haunted for a while. Why not? You know?
Yeah.
Give me something good to talk about on the podcast.
Yeah.
let me have to buy a bunch of GoPros to set up static cams in the apartment and watch things move at night or whatever. You know, let me do my own paranormal caught on camera for a little while.
Right. But like,
what were the other silver linings though that we were looking at?
What did we say? Oh, living on the third and fourth floor.
Yes. Johnny has determined I am not allowed to use the elevator to take Lucy out.
To go down, you can go down, but I'm just saying you got to, like, going up go is back more of a workout than going down. It's a trade-off.
It's a trade-off.
And you're not an 80-year-old woman. So do it while you can.
Some days I feel like.
Because you won't be able to.
Do it while you can. Climb those stairs while you can.
That's my philosophy in life is if there's a stairwell. Like, if it's in a convenient spot, like, where I can go to it and walk up the stairs other than an elevator and escalator, do it now in my life. So why the fuck would I take an elevator? You know what I mean? The stairs isn't going to hurt. It's not going to hurt any of
you. I think most people, though, are probably of the opposite mindset that they would rather take an elevator. Do you not? Okay, you don't like elevators.
But what mindset would you say that? Well, hold on. Like, that is like a thing where I do not like elevators. It's more of a claustrophobic thing. I'm pretty claustrophobic.
Okay. See, but here again, you know, mm-hmm. you don't fit in the elevator as well as my short ass fits in the elevator. So it's less upsetting for me.
Oh, trust me. If I got stuck into an elevator even by myself, it would be a fucking problem. Like, I would freak out just as much as I would freak out if there was five people. But that's more about like claustrophobia. If I'm stuck in a box, that will not be cool. I'll just freak out.
Stuck on an elevator with
because
I want it to be a magical little enchanting movie moment, and it's not going to be like we said. You're going to be stuck on an elevator
with somebody
who's got like explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, you want that picture perfect movie moment where you get stuck on an elevator with Brad Pitt. It's like it's never going to happen.
I want to get stuck on an elevator with Lady Gaga and we become best friends. And
like I said, you're going to be never going to happen. You're going to come down from your yearly hospital visit and you're going to be stuck in an elevator with patient zero that they can't figure out what the fuck they're hacking up. That's who you're going to be stuck in.
You're going to be ground zero for the zombie apocalypse, is how that's going to go.
Pretty much. I mean, you're going to get stuck in an elevator with people you do not want to get stuck in an elevator.
Okay, fair enough.
90% of the time, you'll net like.
Well, listen, the silver lining is that now I will be in an apartment and I will have the opportunity to ride the elevator, potentially get stuck and see what happens. It'll be a fun experiment in how often do I get stuck in an elevator with anyone that is entertaining to be stuck in an elevator with, and how often is it nightmare scenario?
Oh, I dated a chick in town here. And she, if you ever go downtown, like, have you ever been to Rhombus Guys? Like, inside Rhombus Guys?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know those apartments above it?
Yeah.
She used to live, Rhombus Guys is closer to Broadway. She lived in the apartment buildings, like, way on the corner. Like, towards 25th.
I love Fargo Inside Baseball so much fun.
Well, you would know where.
Yeah, I would know. Nobody listening knows.
Well, like... It's just part of the story.
It's apartments above a business.
Yeah. And she lived in a building that they turned into an apartment building, but I think it used to be like retail shops, like all the way up.
Okay.
Or whatever. And it was elevator. And I went over to hang out at her house.
Don't tell me that an elevator stops you from your Tinder hookups.
No, it didn't. But.
No, it didn't.
But. When she called that elevator, I looked at it like, are you're fucking serious right now? Like it's like a coffin it's tiny. That building was made in the early 1900s.
Okay.
So it used to have tiny people. You know what I mean? It's like
whatever. There's still tiny people. Hi, hello.
I don't give a fuck. Like getting into that elevator, being stuck in that fucking thing. I'd rather take the stairs.
Johnny Boy is the Viking who landed in the Lilliputian area in the Lilliputian land,
and in like escalators
doesn't fit What's the thing with escalators? Why do you don't like an
dumb.
Escalator?
I just think they're dumb. It's like,
can I
you're
tell you
that
what?
fucking, like, it's like, come on. You can walk up a flight of fucking stairs. If you can get up, if you can hop your ass on an escalator, you can hobble
Oh,
up
I,
the
you know what
stairs.
I love? I love the moving sidewalks at airports when you can like walk and feel
Dumb.
like you're like
I
it's
mean,
super fun.
in an airport, it's almost necessary because you gotta walk so fucking
Well,
long
and you
with your
gotta
luggage and
catch
shit.
it connection, yeah.
I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Like carrying all your luggage and walking that far. Yeah, I get that. Take whatever
It's
assistance you
not a good
get.
time. Yeah.
That's why they got shuttle systems and shit. Take the shuttle. I get it.
Do
You
you
know what
know? Okay, so escalators.
I mean? And escalators to me, it's just, I don't know. It's more of a thing where I don't necessarily like them just because I see like people like losing their fucking footing and shit on them all the time, and it's like,
So
oh,
like
you're just gonna go tumbling down.
there's a little bit of a like danger element or paranoia sort of.
Well,
When I think of escalators, honestly, here's
yeah, not so
number
much
one
with
thing.
escalators, but with elevators, yes.
With
Escalators to
a
me just seem kind of dumb because it's like it's a flight of stairs that moves you. You can just go down the
I
stairs.
don't
You can
am
hop your, like I said, if you can get your ass on an escalator, chances are you can walk down the stairs.
I'm not sure if I'm making this up in my brain
What's
now.
up?
So what I was thinking of was, did you ever watch X-Files? This is gonna be such a
I mean, I'm probably not gonna know what
Johnny
episode.
boy. This
I've
is gonna
seen
be such a
X-Files.
dumb little sidebar type
Well, let's
conversation
hear
that you and I would absolutely have.
it. Okay.
So, okay, the second episode of the X-Files is the liver eater episode. This like, I don't know. The actor that plays it is always like this kind of creep ass character, but he's some kind of mutant something that like eats people's
Okay.
livers. He's got like jaundiced skin and weird eyes and like
All right.
whatever. Like could
Yeah.
like crunch himself small to like climb through like vents in people's houses and stuff and get in. And like this episode scared the shit out of me, basically.
Yeah.
But they capture him, they get him, they put him in like a mental institution type location. He's locked up, whatever. Eventually, there's another episode later where he gets out, and I don't know how it happens, but like he's doing his like hidey hole bendy, whatever he does, and like gets somehow into like the escalator rigging or something, and like I don't, that's
Yeah.
how he ends up dying, is he's crunched up in the escalator. I don't know. That's what my brain thinks
Okay.
of. And so like when I think of like, is there a problem with an escalator? Are you upset? I think like massive, like horrible, fatal
Not
incident.
really.
But
I just think
like
it's a.
X-Files for whatever, like that's just what my brain does.
I just think escalators are somewhat unnecessary. But to be honest, I've only been in one place where I've seen an unnecessary escalator, and that is in Fargo in the JCPenney store. One
I
escalator in the mall,
always
and it's like, why?
And that's the only way that you can get upstairs, though, all the time.
Yeah, it's fucking so well, you can take the elevator too, but it's dumb.
But you don't want to do that.
No, I used to tell my mom now, like when I would, she would want me to go up there and look at shoes. It's like, nah, just
No,
pick,
I
you
will
know my
not
size, just pick up
go
some
pick them. I don't
fucking
care.
shoe.
I'm not using the escalator, and I'm not getting in that elevator with you.
Well, first of all, it was like it was for a
Johnny.
wedding. It was for a wedding, so it's like, well, they're gonna be black shoes. Who gives a shit? Just pick them up.
Pause. Pause for a
What's
second.
up?
Okay. I know you don't want to get stuck in an elevator. I know you hate it.
No, not at all.
What if you were to get stuck in an elevator with your mom, though?
Oh, God.
I think I would. Because, no, listen. Would your desire to drive her the fuck nuts override
I
your
don't know if she would
paranoia
drive.
and upset of being in the elevator?
Oh, trust me, I don't know if I would be the one driving her nuts.
No, how do you think that would go?
My mom like it tends to be a lot. You know what I mean?
I suddenly have a desire to set up a very sort of punked situation where you get trapped in an elevator with Cindy and we have just GoPros watching the two of you stuck in an elevator. Cindy's like probably very chill. She's like getting on her phone and doing the like, well, we gotta call, we gotta do this, and John's like already just
I mean, I'd probably like be a little frantic right away, and then I'd probably be able to chill out for like an hour, and then I'd probably freak out if no
for an
if they
hour?
haven't if they haven't got us out at that point. I'd be like, this is, I'm gonna fucking lose my mind. You know what I mean?
But
that's regardless if she's there. You know what I mean? Like, am I, like my mom, she might drive me. She drives me nuts in another,
okay,
like, in a
but
different way. You know what
listen,
I mean? Like,
if you're stuck in an elevator with your mom, chances are pretty good that she has some variety of snacks on her person.
Well,
right? So she's right. You may or may
maybe
not recently have been shopping. She's probably got something to eat. So you're gonna be good. She's probably got beverages, right? I mean,
I was gonna say, okay. But yeah, I don't know. She might, like, I don't think she carries like snacks and stuff like that, or beverages, but like,
I just imagine
I don't know
that,
what
like,
she
you're
would
stuck
have
in
in
the
her
elevator
purse.
because you've been like shopping somewhere or something, and you're like, because that would be a thing that,
yeah,
I can just imagine, like, that would happen to me. I would just be stuck in an elevator with all my groceries.
Hey, fucking party on. Snack a little bit. If you got a drink and some snacks, why not? I mean, the stuff that's frozen is probably
okay,
done
see,
for
now,
if it doesn't
now.
Count.
No. Here we go. See, this.
That's the silver lining?
No, but this is a, I was sure that's a silver lining, but like,
You
I was
sure?
going to say that's a great idea for some little like episode of an I don't know what that we could like write up, like, so people are, what are they doing? They went shopping to go to like the Super Bowl. They got a bunch of Super Bowl snack type stuff. They get stuck in an elevator and they end up like having Super Bowl party in the elevator or something like that. See, now
I don't know
say
how
that
much of a
now.
Party would
I
be.
say that now, and next year someone somewhere is gonna like make the commercial for a halftime show in the Super Bowl where exactly that shit happens, and I'm gonna be like, that was my idea. I said that before.
Yeah.
And then I will be my dad. I thought of it first.
But it's like, I don't know. I don't know how much of a party that would be. As chances
well,
are, you
listen,
like,
obviously the biggest problem is that there's no bathroom.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem a lot
that's
sooner
gonna be a
than
problem.
You think.
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
Especially if you decide to crack open all the snacks.
Right. And it's, you know, somebody
but then
coming.
It's fun. When the firemen come and rescue you, right? Like, then it's like,
sure. I mean,
you
once you're out of there, it's like, sure, yay. You know, but once you,
oh no, I'm saying, like, you can, you know, offer them some snacks. Like, they can join the party. It's a good time. It'll be the cutest little 60-second commercial in the whole Super Bowl halftime next year. It's going to be great.
I don't think I would be in that much of a, you know, a Robin Hood kind of mood. You know what I mean? I'd probably just
you're
grab
gonna
my stuff and go
running
like,
out and never ever
thanks.
getting on an elevator ever again.
Yeah, I'd go to my apartment immediately and just not want to see anybody. If I had to see, if I had to get stuck in an elevator with
Johnny's
people and
self-isolating
see firemen
for a while. I was trapped with
because I'm not
in a box.
I'm just not that person. Like, when I hear sirens and shit, people drive by to look at it. I fucking care less. You know what I mean? Like,
you don't looky loo small town verbs, looky loo.
Fuck no. I stay in my apartment.
I
don't plug up the road. What is wrong with people?
Well, I'm thinking more like the burbs neighborhood, sort of like I am a people watcher. Sort
oh,
of
like if the cops are the cops are next door a lot, like across. I live in West Fargo, so I'm like, there's apartments on both sides of the street.
You're in the ghetto.
Not really. I mean, my apartment's older, but it's not ghetto. Like, it's done up on the inside. It looks old. It's old on the outside.
And next
it's like
door,
an old brick
and in the
one.
building next door, there, you know, you've got some interesting things happening.
Well, I tell people all the time, like, my cousin used to live over there, and I explained to him that it's basically when you cross over from South Korea into North Korea.
That's basically the situation.
My apartment is South Korea, and then that apartment is North Korea.
Well,
because it's just chaos and backstabbing and nosy fucks. It's terrible over there. Everyone over here keeps themselves. It's great.
It's great.
Well,
you know.
Who gives a shit? High school was over a long time ago for me.
High school was over a long time ago.
It was. It's
no,
like,
I'm with
you're
you.
Fucking
I get
being
that.
Petty.
But I do also love the burbs element of like watching, you know, there's an ambulance down the road and what's going on down there.
Trust me, my neighbor downstairs could be a serial killer and I would never know it because I've never met him.
Okay.
And he's been living there for probably a good year. I might have said hello in passing, but I didn't stop to ask him his name or what he does. I don't care.
Johnny, that's plausible deniability. You don't, you know, better that you don't know so you don't get questioned by the cops too many times, right?
I've lived here for a long time, so most of the people that have lived here when I moved in have moved. I know maybe one or two people in my apartment building. I don't see. And I don't go knocking on doors. One guy knocked on my door for a cup of flour one time when I moved in. I don't fucking have a cup of flour right now, dude. I mean, it's like, he's dead. He died in the apartment next to me. I don't know if he got killed or that's one that I'm not sure. He definitely died in that apartment because I heard them drilling out his lock one day after a fucking welfare check.
How do you do this all the time where like you are in normal, everything is boring and chill land until, oh yeah, but at PS, by the way, that dude died and I know, but you act like there's no shit going on in your world and then like, oh yeah, but there could be a haunted apartment down the hall for me because somebody died and or was murdered.
My thing with him, that guy is like, we would just talk to each other in passing. And then I don't know if he like started, he was kind of like, he used to drink a lot. So I don't know if he like went full tilt drinking or he did that and drugs, because the last time I saw him, he looked so rough. And then next thing I know, there's a welfare check one day. And then I'm sitting there and I hear them drilling on his lock and he died. He definitely died. I don't know if he killed himself or he died because of an overdose or what. Didn't ask. It's none of my business.
Sorry. Now I just had to like, my brain just did a lot of domino things just now.
Well, that wasn't a violent crime. You know what I mean? So it didn't.
No, I understand, but like this is also kind of like one of the fears that I have that like, you know, me and my single ass is just gonna be dead in my apartment for so long. My dog's gonna start to eat me. Nobody's gonna notice, kind of thing. Do you know that story though? There's a documentary. Oh God, now I'm gonna have to go find it. We're gonna have to watch this and have a conversation about it. No, seriously, I can't. It was maybe in the 90s. I can't remember when, but and it was. I want to say it was in the UK somewhere. But this woman, this woman died in her apartment, her flat. It was like some kind of like, I don't know if it was public housing or something like that. She was dead in there for like 3 years before anyone found her.
Well, there's a.
Have you seen that documentary? And like,
I haven't seen that documentary, but I have heard interviews about death janitors. Have you ever heard of those people?
I want to be one.
It's where they go clean up. They clean up suicide crime scenes. Like they go clean up like the bodies and set in the mess and stuff like that.
Okay, I mean, and I don't actually want to do that because gross. But like, I'm fascinated by. Mm-hmm.
It is gross because
Aisha's got that one friend out in California who's a body collector for a morgue or something, or a, I don't remember, a funeral home or something, but like, and has told like crazy stories.
That's the thing. It's like, it's never going to be a thing that's going to be cool. It's going to stink. You're going to be cleaning up decomp bodies that are decomposed.
This is why I want to get
be bones.
Right. I mean? Want to get that guy on the podcast because. Aisha's friend, because was born with no sense of smell or something. Like he's got whatever that is where you don't have a sense of smell. So they send him to the worst body collections. Yeah. Like
there's a story that a death janitor said. He said that there was a drip that would drip on this lady's back and she thought it was a leaky faucet. And they got called in there and they went up there to check if his stuff was leaking. He was dead. And he basically, like, because you'll liquefy, basically.
I know,
You know what I mean? So he seeped through a seep a crack in the floor. And it was decomped body dripping on her back.
How?
Disgusting.
Okay, but how long do you...
He was there for a long time.
Yeah,
a while, like weeks.
Liquefied that much,
and it's summer.
That much.
Well, it probably only takes a week or two, because it's summertime. Your AC is not on. It's hot as fuck.
This is where the forensics brain of gets into, you know, we've talked about I think it's those places where you can like donate your body to forensic science and they just like leave you out in the elements in various different
tests on places.
See how your body decomposes
different elements and stuff like hot, cold.
Right. So things? Yeah. Like how long do you need to be? I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, the burbs skip with his
ice. How long does it take you to freeze to death? Stuff like that. Like how long does it take your body to
into that much drippy? That's just disgusting.
It's disgusting
and I'm fascinated at the science of it.
Yeah. But that's why a lot, like, when you listen to, like, serial killers and interviews and stuff like that, or watch, like, body cam footage of, like, when they find, like, serial killers, like, houses and stuff. Basically, true crime. True crime shows. They always have body cam footage. Always. Like, that chapter.
I haven't watched that chapter.
It's body cam footage, it's news clippings, it's pretty much everything. Like there's blurred out stuff, but you're watching a body cam walk through a house. But anyway, like that's why serial killers and stuff like that, when they do it, they'll turn the heat all the way up. Like if it's summertime or whatever, they'll still turn the heat all the way up because then your body will decompose a lot faster. That's why the Iceman froze bodies, because he couldn't tell when they were killed.
Right. Yeah. No. I was just thinking.
It's the same concept. If you liquefy and stuff like that, all the evidence. I was just thinking yesterday
about my favorite serial killer, Richard Kuklinski.
Yeah.
There was a method
to that. Like it wasn't just him doing shit. You know what I mean?
Okay. So now we've devolved from silver linings into serial killer land.
Death janitor. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. That is not a job title though. That can't be death janitor.
That's what they call it.
Their new band name called it.
Yeah, but like that's what they call themselves. They call themselves death janitors because
I want to talk to a death janitor.
We need to get
a death janitor on Day of Fun.
Yeah, but I think they're they're important because they're the first people allowed on scene.
Absolutely. And like, vultures are some of my favorite animals because they're nature's cleanup crew. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, for sure. But like them, I think they just work for the coroner's office and that's what they do. They work for the coroner.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, it's something to do. He said that they have more authority to the scene than some people because they can go on scene. And I don't know. It's something to do. But he said it's also disgusting in other ways because.
Well, it's all disgusting.
Because of hoarding.
Oh, I'm sure.
He said people hoard everything. They'll piss in bottles for years. Put them everywhere. You know what I mean? He said sometimes, and that's your job also. When you go clean up a crime scene, guess what? You get to dump out bottles upon bottles of piss that have been, and that's what he said. You get to sit there and just dump out piss for like an hour. It's gross. But he said, basically, that's your job. You clean up the whole scene, not just the body.
Now, I was, for a hot second, going to say that I should switch professions and go into that job just to check it out for a while. But then you started talking about bottles of piss.
But that's the thing.
And now I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You get to clean up. You basically get to clean up, like, a lot of stuff.
It's not all finding, crazy work. Because if anybody, you know, if you were going to find awesome treasures at a wonderfully...
Mm-hmm. Well, he said
state or something like that. That's not, you know.
Yeah.
Well, he said the kind of shit you're gonna get called to do.
Yeah, he said basically the ones that are at that point of decomp are the ones that really have no family or anyone to notify anyone.
But again, that's the thing I'm saying. Like the woman who was in her apartment for 3 fucking years and nobody.
Yeah.
Like,
but he also
looking for her. Nobody's checking on her. Like there was like they had to.
But he also
because the mail had piled up. Like I think they had to like take the door off the hinges to get in because the mail had been like they were continuing to put mail through the slot of the like it had piled up so much in front of the door they couldn't open the door.
But he said also those are the people that are hoarding also because there's no one there checking in on to see what they're doing. So he said,
"That's tell you that, like, hey, grandma, maybe you shouldn't be keeping all these newspapers because
well, he said
full of rats."
Yeah. Well, he said they would hoard themselves basically out of like the toilet, and he said they would just use the tub as the toilet. Basically, like hoarders are disgusting, like disgusting.
I mean. Glad that I am getting rid of so much stuff while I'm moving.
Watch Hoarders sometime.
No, I have seen Hoarders. I don't want to watch Hoarders. And I don't want to be a death janitor anymore, no matter how cool the name sounds.
But it's like you're cleaning up, like, just like, if you ever see an episode of Hoarders, go watch the worst Hoarders you've ever seen and then add a dead body to it.
And then add a dead body. And then
Pretty much that's been there for 2 weeks with no one to check with it. So it's like, you're cleaning up a lot of gross, you know?
Well, in any case, I still really do hope that my new apartment is haunted.
Yeah, I mean.
Ladies and gentlemen, do cross your fingers for me and hope that I have a haunted apartment and we will be telling haunted stories and that I'll be sitting doing a podcast with Johnny and have a guest and something will fly across the screen that I did not throw because the demon in the apartment is getting frisky on podcast recording.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the thing, too. It's like, even if your place is haunted, it's almost 100% haunted by an asshole.
It's never going to be haunted by somebody.
Yeah, it's never going to be somebody you want.
Do you want to know what the winning lotteries are?
Right.
Winning lottery numbers are for next week?
Mm-hmm.
Never get good ghosts.
It's going to be like that friend that you see walking up to you at a party. You know what I mean?
That's not a friend. That is an acquaintance you wish you did not have.
But you got to be, you know, you can't tell everyone to fuck off. You got to be friendly with someone.
You can't tell everyone to fuck off.
I mean, you want
to. You got to be nice to someone. Want to. Yes, absolutely. Yes, I do. But you can't.
But some people, you're just like, oh, fuck me.
I'm going to make friends with my ghost. Me and my ghost are going to be besties. It's going to be a good time.
There would be a lot of yelling, I think, if my shit was haunted. Like, I'd yell at my ghost. I think a lot.
Johnny boy, listen, let me tell you what, I scream into the ether all day, every day anyway, so it doesn't make any difference.
I'd be threatening to fight it.
If there is a ghost in my house, at least there's somebody else other than me and the voices in my head listening to the conversation and joining in now and then. Like,
but my thing is, it would just be there just to knock shit off my shelves every once in a while, and that's not something.
Ooh, that would be kind of, look at, but I could start playing games with my ghost. Like, I'm gonna set up these dominoes on the counter, knock them over whenever you feel like. Wouldn't that be a fun little game? And then we'd be sitting on our podcast thing, and you would hear little dominoes go all of a sudden, and I'd be like, "Oh, my ghost is here! Knocked over the dominoes."
Yeah, I don't know if I'd treat it that welcoming.
You're just
smashing my plates. I don't know how cool.
I love the sound of breaking glass. Smash my dishes. I don't care. Make sure that the static cam is facing in whatever direction you happen to be smashing the plate so that I can put that shit on YouTube.
Right. I would probably just insult it. You know what I mean? Call it bad names.
I want to make friends with my ghost, and Johnny just wants to turn it into a poltergeist.
Well, what are you going to do? You're just going to make noise and maybe grab me in the middle of the night. Okay.
I have a Ouija board. I'll leave the Ouija board out. Move the Ouija board planchette at whatever time you want. I will keep track of the letters that you're doing on a whiteboard on my fridge, and eventually we'll get some sentences, words, whatever to come out of it. It'll be fun.
Yeah,
I'm
for
excited
sure.
for it. I think it's going to be great.
Right.
Well, hey, thanks so much for this fun little impromptu. Yay us. We haven't hung out for a hot second for
the day
on podcast. Rock and roll. Johnny boy. Having a good old time. Thanks everyone for joining us on our, I mean, I don't, did we intro this? I'll put the intro out.
No, it's just day of fun.
I know, but I'm just realizing now for like editing purposes, whatever, it's okay. We'll put the intro.
Well, we did an intro, didn't we? We had an intro.
Yes, no, we do. It just, you know, it's fine, whatever. Everybody can deal with it. If you can edit my podcast better than I can, people come on over and do it.
I was going to say.
Bring me that assistance.
Right.
For me, I need it.
But anyway. You have to do a minimum of 6 of them before we can be convinced that you could do it.
Yes, I agree with that. 100%.
For sure.
But anyway, I've been Haley.
I've been Johnny.
And this has been Johnny.
Johnny.
Haley.
Haley.
Day
of Fun.
Check us out on Patreon, y'all. Johnny Haley. Patreon.com. I don't even. go to the links in the description.
I can't, we got a Patreon and all kinds of shit.
I can't remember my shit. Go to the links in the description. You'll find it. Peace out, y'all.
Later.
Special thanks to the Parapost Network for the support of their community. Check out all the great podcasts on the Parapost Network on Facebook.